For Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Lying in Wait, a J.P. Beaumont mystery by J.A. Jantz. The book opens with a dedication to Dirty Dick and the other displaced regulars, and to the good sport charity auctioneers and attendees who make Seattle a great place to live and write. But most of all, to Thomas Blatt, a survivor and an inspiration. Prologue. The old white dog studied me from her usual place as I stepped up onto the porch, but she made no effort to rise and greet me or even to lift her head off her paws. I walked over, squatted beside her, and gave her silky ears a gentle rub. "How's it going, Mandy, old girl?" I asked. She leaned into my hand while her tail thumped half-heartedly on the wooden porch, but still she didn't scramble to her feet. Instead, she stared intently up at me through soulful, cataract-dimmed eyes. Leaving the dog where she was, I rose and walked over to the door. My hand was raised and ready to knock when the porch light snapped on. The door swung open on well-oiled hinges before my knuckles made contact with the wood. My grandmother, Beverly Piedmont, stood before me in the open doorway with her wispy white hair glowing in a backlit halo around her head.
"Just a minute, Jonas," she said quietly. "I'll get my coat."
She came back to the door moments later. A green plaid wool coat that reeked of mothballs was folded neatly over one arm. The pleats in her shiny silk...